Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Trustmark Corporation, ticker TARMK. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth through smart stock picks, you're in the right place. Today, we're diving deep into Trustmark Corporation, a regional banking player that might not be on everyone's radar, but has some interesting dynamics worth exploring. Let's break down what makes this company tick, analyze its recent performance, and lay out the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats that could shape its future. Grab a coffee. Let's chat about whether Trustmark could be a solid addition to your portfolio. First off, for those who might not be familiar, Trustmark Corporation is a financial services company based in the United States, operating primarily in the banking sector. They're focused on providing banking, wealth management, and insurance solutions, mainly across the southern states. With a decent market cap and a workforce that reflects a regional but established presence, they're not a giant like some of the national banks, but they've carved out a niche in their industry. Their operations fall under the broader financial services sector, which, as many of you know, can be a mixed bag depending on economic cycles. Now let's touch on some recent vibes around Trustmark. Based on the latest news and updates, there's a sense of steady progress. The company's second quarter earnings call for 2025 highlighted some solid financial results, with management expressing optimism about their growth trajectory. They've revised forecasts upward and are focusing on disciplined expense management, which is always a good sign for us investors looking for efficiency. Performance-wise, Trustmark has shown mixed results over various timeframes. Short-term, the stock has had its ups and downs over the past week and month, but looking at longer periods like the past year or even 5 years, it's been more of a steady performer compared to some of the wild swings we see in other sectors. Relative to its industry, Trustmark seems to be holding its own, though not necessarily leading the pack. All right, let's get into the meat of this analysis with a SWOT breakdown. I'll keep it conversational, but we'll cover the key points that matter to you as a long-term investor while sprinkling in some short and medium-term trends to watch. Strengths: solid financial performance. Trustmark's recent earnings call for Q2 2025 painted a pretty encouraging picture. They've reported a decent net income, and key metrics like return on equity and net profit margin suggest they're managing to turn a profit effectively. For long-term investors, this kind of consistent profitability is a green flag. Strong liquidity position. Looking at their balance sheet, Trustmark has a healthy stash of cash and cash equivalents, backed by a good current ratio. This means they're well-positioned to handle short-term obligations, which is critical in the banking world, where liquidity can make or break trust. Dividend yield. One thing that might catch your eye is their dividend yield. It's at a level that could provide a nice income stream for those of you focused on passive income as part of your wealth-building strategy. They've been paying out dividends consistently, which shows commitment to shareholders. Regional focus. Their operations are concentrated in specific geographic areas, which allows for a deep understanding of local markets. This can be a competitive edge over larger, more dispersed banks when it comes to customer relationships and tailored services. Weaknesses. Limited growth in revenue. While Trustmark is profitable, a peek at their income statements over recent years shows that revenue growth isn't exactly setting the world on fire. For a long-term investor, stagnant top-line growth could signal limited upside unless they pivot or innovate. Debt levels. Their debt-to-equity ratio raises an eyebrow. It's not catastrophic, but it's worth keeping an eye on, especially in a rising interest rate environment where servicing debt could eat into profits. This is something I'd watch closely if I were holding this stock. Underwhelming short-term performance. Over the past week and month, the stock hasn't shown much momentum. While we're focused on the long game, these short-term trends can sometimes reflect underlying investor sentiment or operational hiccups that might linger. Valuation concerns. The price-to-earnings ratio, both current and forward-looking, isn't screaming undervalued. Compared to industry averages, Trustmark might be priced fairly or even a tad high, which could limit near-term gains unless earnings surprise to the upside. Opportunities. Strategic growth initiatives. Management's focus during the earnings call on growth and expense discipline is promising. If they can execute on these plans, maybe through expanding services or optimizing operations, there's potential for better margins and market share, especially in their regional strongholds. Sector tailwinds. The financial services sector has been showing some positive performance trends over the past year. If Trustmark can ride this wave, perhaps by leveraging digital banking trends or capturing more wealth management clients, there's room to outperform. Innovation and CapEx. While their capital expenditure isn't massive, any smart investments in tech or infrastructure could position them better against competitors. For instance, enhancing digital platforms could attract younger clients, which is a long-term win for any bank. Geographic expansion. Their revenue by region shows a concentrated footprint. If they can strategically expand into adjacent markets without overextending, that could diversify revenue streams and reduce reliance on specific economic conditions in their current areas. Threats. Economic sensitivity. As a regional bank, Trustmark is particularly exposed to local economic downturns. If the southern U.S. markets they operate in face challenges, their loan portfolios and overall revenue could take a hit. This is a big one for long-term holders to monitor. Competitive pressure. The banking industry is cutthroat, with both big national players and nimble fintechs eating into market share. Trustmark needs to differentiate, or they risk losing customers to competitors with better tech or lower fees. Interest rate risks. With debt on the books and a business model tied to lending, rising interest rates could squeeze margins or dampen loan demand. This is a macro factor that's out of their control, but could impact performance significantly. Regulatory environment. Financial services are heavily regulated, and any changes in policy or compliance costs could weigh on profitability. While not unique to Trustmark, it's a constant shadow over the sector that could disrupt long-term plans. So where does this leave us with Trustmark Corporation? Let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. From a long-term investment perspective, Trustmark presents a mixed bag. On one hand, their financial stability, dividend yield, and regional focus are appealing for those of you looking for steady, income-generating stocks in the financial space. On the other hand, limited revenue growth, debt concerns, and external risks like economic sensitivity could cap upside if not addressed. For the short and medium term, keep an eye on how management executes on their growth strategies and whether sector tailwinds provide a boost. Long term, it's about whether they can innovate and expand without losing their core strengths. I'd love to hear your thoughts on Trustmark. Do you see it as a sleeper hit in the banking sector, or are the risks too high for your portfolio? Drop a comment below, and let's keep the conversation going. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more insights here at MarketSnap. We've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus detailed SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Until next time, keep building that wealth, and I'll see you in the next video.